Welcome back to Innovation on Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland, and now we're going to take a few minutes to talk about a new citizen science app. And joining me from Langley Research Center, NASA's Langley Research Center, is Jessica Taylor. Jessica, thanks for being with us today on Innovation.
Thank you for including me.
And also, Ann Lewis, who is the Special Projects Director of the South Dakota Discovery Center. Ann, thanks for joining us from PEER today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks.
Well, so Jessica, we'll let you start and tell us what this citizen science app is all about.
Sure. Well, the GLOBE program has been around for a number of years, over 20 years now, and it's an effort that is really a huge community of students, teachers, scientists, and now citizens around the world collecting data about our Earth and our Earth environment. And so this GLOBE Observer app is really a huge effort in expanding the audience of the GLOBE program and encouraging everyone to participate in the program and collect measurements about our Earth.
So the app is called what?
GLOBE Observer.
GLOBE Observer. So you download this, and your purpose is to just take a picture of the sky at any time?
Yeah, at any time you can go outside and make observations about clouds. And no clouds is also an observation. It's a measurement of cloud cover. So you take cloud cover, you identify what types of clouds are in the sky, and you use this easy app and submit that data through the app, and it comes, everyone can see that data on the website or through the app itself. You can see what other people have observed, and scientists from around the world, including here at NASA, have access to that data. And yes, you can also take pictures too.
So you have to know what kind of cloud it is. So you have to do your homework?
There are tools within the app to help you figure out exactly what types of clouds they are. And, you know, honestly, people looking at the sky, just a few times, you can learn a lot. You know, it does take practice to be able to make those observations, but it's really fun to do. And the more you look up at the sky, the better and better you get. And that's what's the important part for us at NASA, is making sure that people are taking lots of observations. Because for us, we want to be able to use these ground measurements to compare with our satellite data and have that opportunity. And so the more data points we have on the ground, the easier it is for us to be able to do some statistical analysis of these ground-based measurements versus what the satellite sees from space.
And how often do you expect people to do this? Every hour, every day, once a month?
That's a great question. So whenever they can, the app is always on and available for them to make an observation, particularly if they see something interesting. The other thing, too, is you can use right in the app itself, there is an option for you to select satellite overpass times. In other words, it'll tell you what time NASA satellites are passing overhead, those satellites that are making measurements of clouds. And it would be great if you could make your observation at the same time that the satellite is passing overhead.
So the data can be compared?
Correct. So then we could use that data to compare with the satellite. And then you could also go back and look at that satellite data and see how your observations were the same or if they were different.
So, Ann Lewis, take me to why this is important in South Dakota.
In South Dakota, we are very much here at the Discovery Center trying to engage people in exploring and investigating their world. And we just want people to get out and start looking at these things. Clouds are just the first of hopefully many future parameters that you can be able that you can use and explore through the app. We have a team actually of students here at the Discovery Center who participated in a regional science fair, and they did their research on clouds. And so having a good, robust data set on clouds is important to those students and important to students around the world and, of course, the scientists, as Jessica was saying.
And how does something like this with NASA and the scientists, how does that help? I mean, is there a partnership with, like, the National Weather Service? in helping to forecast things differently, or what lessons are we learning from the clouds that we see?
Well, I can take a bash at this, and then Jessica, you fill in the gaps. The clouds are really part of understanding how our Earth systems operate. They're not really used for weather forecasting, although I imagine if a scientist wanted to avail themselves of that, there would be an opportunity. GLOBE is very much about understanding our Earth systems, the hydrosphere, the atmosphere, the biosphere, and what they call the petosphere or soils or the land. So this is really directed towards understanding those interactions, and clouds are a really important part of what is happening with the sun reaching the Earth or not reaching the Earth through reflection.
Yeah, and I'll just add on to that, thank you, Anne, that the GLOBE program is already a collaboration amongst several agencies, so NASA and NOAA, the Department of State, and the National Science Foundation. And so through this program, as Anne mentioned, you know, we are all about encouraging people to go outside and make observations of their environment and just be aware of their surroundings. Of course, this data can also be valuable to scientists, not just at NASA, but at other locations. And clouds are really important, not just from weather, so the day-to-day variations that happen, but they're also really important to understanding our climate and either how clouds may be impacting our climate long-term or how the climate is actually impacting clouds.
And what kind of tools, other than just loading this app on your handheld device, right? What other kinds of tools do you need to be a citizen scientist?
Well, for this particular app, none. You can go to the GLOBE website, observer.globe.gov, and they have a suite of tools. Also, at the end of the month here in for South Dakotans at the Discovery Center here in Pierre, we're doing a little bit of app coaching, and we'll be giving out some resources. So, but really, all you need is curiosity and the willingness to go out and try and investigate and explore.
And you can think of, for this observation of clouds, you know, the tools that you're using are your eyes. Just like an instrument from space might use something that is measuring temperature or other variations in that electromagnetic spectrum, but you're using your eyes. So you are using visible light to see what clouds are out there.
And what's your goal? How many downloads of this app are you hoping to have? Can you have too many?
Yeah, I don't think you can have too many. You know, it's crowdsourced information and data that and so the more we have, the better it is from around the world. There's never too many downloads of this app.
Yeah, and this is things people are already doing. I mean, we don't want to put too many barriers in it. If you go on Instagram and look at hashtag clouds, you will get so many pictures. So it's just a little bit of intentionality and realizing that the things you're already doing have a scientific application.
And so the clouds are right now. Is there another anything else in the works to include in an app like this? Looking down, looking around, looking at trees, whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're hoping over the coming year to expand this app to other data parameters. And so some of the ones that we've been discussing are the mosquito protocol that's in the GLOBE program already, as well as land cover and looking at trees and ground.
And is there a way to combine all of these types of observation apps, or do you need different things?
So we're hoping to put everything directly in this GLOBE Observer app. So if you are a participant who's downloaded GLOBE Observer, then the next time you get an update, if there is a new data parameter, it'll just be included in that update.
And Anne, is there an opportunity for science teachers to use some of this information in South Dakota?
Absolutely. They can use the app. They can also go to our website, sd-discovery.org, and look up how to become a GLOBE-trained teacher. GLOBE actually started to be specifically with schools, and this app is extending this work to the community, but there's a lot of resources for science teachers.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you both very much for taking time and coming on the program today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.